Submarine has log continued 402 hours, May 30th, 1996.
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning, and we are still driving. Good news is we're out of Pennsylvania. We made it to New York, and we're headed on our way to...
To Brett's driveway.
To Brett's driveway.
Where we will be sleeping.
Now, for those of you who have been following along with this log up until this point, you'll note that we've actually been on the road now for quite some time. Actually,
I can't believe I just saw that. Okay, now it's time to make the roadkill announcement.
Okay, in the past 45 minutes, actually, I think it was about 45 minutes ago, but my time like concept thing is gone. So, there was like a little small log in the road, and maybe 4 or 5 inches wide, looked kind of like tannish colored, and I hit that. I don't know if it was a small animal. It actually kind of hit kind of hard to be an animal.
Yeah.
So it's probably a stick. And then there was like a rabbit or something that got, or a squirrel or a mouse or something that got hit on the road, and it was swerved to miss that. And then, oh man, about 10 minutes ago, driving up in this huge patch of red on the ground, something big and massive, like probably over, what, 50 or 60 pounds at least?
I didn't see the mass, unfortunately. I certainly saw how long the streaks were, though.
It was from over in the shoulder to past the median in the road, and it was just solid, like 4 or 5 feet, like, not like blood everywhere, but just like chunks of, like, red, oh, man. Barely, and just drove through that. I can't believe we didn't hit anything. I just, like, saw a path. Oh, it was the biggest single roadkill I think I've ever seen. And then just a moment ago, we saw another streak of red.
Long streak.
A long red streak. Bringing this total up to, like, 44 things in, 4 obstructions in the road in, like, 45 minutes. So I'm, like, wired to the road right now. But, anyway, merrily, we continue on to Syracuse, New York. Been a pleasure driving with you this evening. 14 hours.
I wonder if, looking back at the logs, it'll be obvious whether or not we're like totally slap happy.
Oh, a little bit. Okay. Okay. So anyway, this is Snowman logging out. I will probably append one more journal entry to this tonight when we finally pull into our humble guest,
our Motel 6,
our host this evening, Brett Neely.
We'll leave the light on for us.
We'll be providing for our sleeping pleasure a beautifully cemented driveway,
a wonderful asphalt driveway,
because
a wonderful view of everything above us. Is no roof
actually,
over our heads.
The way things are going, like his parents might be up by the time we get there, so we might actually get in, but who knows? Anyway, we're really getting tired. Stopped at the Denny's a while back, but never mind, I'm getting tired to talk, so take care.